Ah, bah humbug. Christmas trees apparently banned for the climate summit. Who's going and who isn't? How about that jury finding Amanda Knox guilty in the Italian murder trial? She was sentenced to 26 years. Boy, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, wait till you hear about this sordid, crazy tale that is. A lot of people think that she's just being made an example of because she's an American. In the meantime, Hillary Clinton says Pakistanis are now seeing a growing threat. You got to be kidding. I would think that they would have seen that all along. So what do those words mean? In the search for Osama bin Laden, apparently he was seen in Afghanistan as early as 2009. Why? Why, oh, why does this guy continue to elude us? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend as we roll forward and get closer and closer to the end of 2009. That means we'll be talking about things that worked this year, things that were big blunders this year. I'll tell you, if nothing else, it was a wild roller coaster ride. 2009 was very, very interesting, I think, in all aspects of our world, whether we're talking about things that happen outside our borders, inside our borders, or, you know, pretty much anything when it had to do with social media and entertainment, etc. Some things really exploded and some things really blew up in 2009, and we will definitely be summing it all up for you as we roll along in the next couple of weeks. You know, it's interesting, I always say this, but weather is the common denominator for many of us, besides politics these days, because proud to say that more people are concerned about what's going on with their government than I have ever seen before, at least in my lifetime. But the other common denominator certainly is the weather. So people are talking about snow in some areas where you don't normally hear them talk about it, at least not too much. They had some snowfall in Sacramento, in that Sacramento Valley area, and about 4 inches of snow, I guess, which it can be kind of unusual. Of course, not too far from Sacramento, you have Taos, et cetera, Lake Tahoe. And there you do see some snow. So it's not necessarily unusual that you would never see it, but it's still pretty rare. The city of Sacramento had 2 inches of snow the last time in February of 1976. So I'm going to say it's still pretty rare. Now, of course, our satellite studio is in Dallas, Texas, which is where I'm broadcasting from. The mothership is in Minneapolis. They get tons of snow. It's not an unusual occurrence. Ask any of the guys we work with, and they'll tell you about having to dig out of snowstorms. But in Dallas, it's an unusual occurrence. And just last week, there were snowflakes in the morning. And, of course, it was huge news. None of it really stuck to the streets, but everybody was absolutely talking about it. So what's the weather been like in your neighborhood? We want to know. We're gonna talk about it, believe it or not, and the importance of weather to all of us. And speaking of importance, you know what they say about friends in high places? While Senator Max Baucus is on the Senate floor over the weekend debating and pushing for his version of health care reform, a.k.a. the administration's version, the Senate Finance Committee chair has also had to defend recommending his girlfriend for an appointment as Montana's U.S. attorney because he's saying, look, she is highly qualified. But once that story broke, she withdrew her nomination, I guess. He says that he had to clear it up, of course, because we live in the world of TMZ and whatnot. He said he began dating the former state office director after they were both separated from their spouses. So that was the first thing to get out. Ooh, we weren't fooling around. It happened afterwards. And apparently he cleared the air to say we didn't have an affair. But we began dating while she was actually working for him. So here's what happened. The Republican National Committee chairman, which of course is Michael Steele, called for a Senate Ethics Committee investigation of what happened and said that the panel should actually try to determine why Senator Baucus put his personal needs, as he said in his words, above the people of Montana. And I, yeah, you know, you could look into that, of course, when you're talking about appointing somebody that you're dating. That would be a no-no, wouldn't it? Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Did you have a good weekend?
Fantastic, in more ways than... Yeah, I know. It was a Canadian... Sorry to get off the track for a second, but it was the Canadians' 100th anniversary on Friday night, and they had a special ceremony that couldn't be topped.
Really? So, for people listening, of course, Sam is a hockey head. I grew up in a hockey family, so I enjoy hockey, too. When you say, give us just some quick highlights, what made it so fantastic?
Okay.
Place electric,
they,
or what?
What they did was... They had the Canadians had the same equipment trainer for 31 years. So he walked out, throws the pucks on the ice, and everyone saw him and started cheering. And then a whole bunch of old Canadians like Ken Dryden, Guy Lafleur, Senator Frank Mahovlich, Pete Mahovlich, Yvonne Cornwallier, Larry Robinson, a whole bunch of other players were acting like it was just a regular warm up, and people were applauding, and nothing was said. People were just enjoying it. You know,
well, see, isn't that great? People are just enjoying it, soaking it in. That's
right.
What you're supposed
and
to do.
As a surprise, the two oldest living Montreal Canadiens who are still alive, they retired their numbers, and that was and one's 90. And the other one's 91 years old. They finally retired their numbers, and that was fantastic as well.
Wow.
They also introduced, like, Ralph Backstrom and Jacques Lemaire wasn't there because he was busy coaching Minnesota. And we're glad Marion Tremblay wasn't there because I think him and Patrick Roy are still not talking to each other. But that's another story. But it was great. I mean, the broadcasters on the French language network that carried the game wore tuxedos like it was, you know, a special night. And they showed on this big screen, honoring, you know, past Canadians, you know, Canadians who had passed away. And the gentleman who sang O Canada, I don't know if you remember him, a gentleman named Roger Doucette, who sang O Canada at every Canadian's home game for who knows how many years.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably a little bit before your time.
I know the name. Yeah.
Okay.
I know the story. I know because... just history-wise, I know the story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was the times when were the Flyers actually trying to play hockey, or were they using their fists? If you know what I mean.
Yeah, they were more using their fists, I think.
Right now, okay. Anyway, but the Canadians won, so that really topped it. Now, talking about the senator who wanted to use his girlfriend, could he be okay? Obviously, I don't know that much about American, you know, politics, i.e., nepotism. Could he be sanctioned? Could he get in trouble for this?
Well, yeah, that's why the Republican committee chair is asking for an ethics investigation into it. I think it'll just go away.
Right.
I think it will. But he felt like he had a defender come out and say that she was more than well qualified and all that other sort of stuff. Because, of course, you can't do that. And, you know, just appoint your spouse or someone that you're sleeping with into a position.
Right.
So that's a big no-no. And I don't think the people in Montana would... like that too well either. Sam, thanks. You take care. We're throwing you back across the border. If you want to throw in your 2 cents about anything that we're talking about or haven't talked about, you can do that. 800-259-5791. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates says 2011 is not an exit strategy. We'll explain next.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Well, speaking of being kicked in the head, just a week or actually a couple days later, Clinton and the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, so both of them have now sort of reeled back on the locked-in dates on the Afghanistan withdrawal, which, according to the strategy that was laid out by Barack Obama, it was July of 2011. So part of the Sunday swirl, the talking heads on the Sunday shows, included the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and also the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. They were on various shows at different times. And Gates talked about that not being an exit strategy. Here's what he specifically said.
There's been so much focus since the president's speech on this call to begin an exit strategy in July 2011. I want to show you what Senator McCain said earlier this week.
When conditions on the ground have decisively begun to change for the better, that is when our troops should start to return home with honor. Not 1 minute longer, not 1 minute sooner, and certainly not on some arbitrary date in July 2011.
Just 2 months ago, you seemed to agree with that sentiment. You called the notion of timelines and exit strategies a strategic mistake. What changed?
Well, first of all, I don't consider this an exit strategy, and I try to avoid using that term. I think this is a transition. This is a transition that's going to take place. And it's not an arbitrary date. It will be 2 years since the Marines went into southern Helmand, and that 2 years that our military leaders believe will give us time to know that our strategy is working. They believe that in that time, General McChrystal will have the opportunity to demonstrate decisively in certain areas of Afghanistan that the approach we're taking is working. Obviously, the transition will begin in the less contested areas of the country, but it will be the same kind of gradual, conditions-based transition province by province, district by district, that we saw in Iraq.
We've heard that phrase
But it begins in July, not 2011.
I understand that, but you talk about this conditions-based decision-making, and I guess it's fairly vague term. So if the strategy is working, do the troops stay? If it's not working, do they leave? How's the decision-making process going to go?
Well, from my standpoint, the decision in terms of when a district or a cluster of districts or a province is ready to be turned over to the Afghan security forces is a judgment that will be made by our commanders on the ground, not here in Washington.
All right, so this is what's interesting. After the president gave his speech, because everybody, as soon as you heard the July 2011, that's what everybody wanted to know about. This is the hard date, this is the deadline, or whatever. And whoever was covering it for CBS News went and asked the press secretary, Robert Gibbs, about the date. And Gibbs said, apparently, just relating to what the president said, the president told him it is locked in. There is no flexibility. Troops will start coming home in July 2011, period. It's etched in stone. Gibbs, in fact, said he even had the chisel. So now here we go with the backtracking again. This is politics as per usual, gauging as the reaction and the polls to the hard date, because the hard date was perceived as negative by so many people, whether you classify yourself as conservative or liberal or, you know, whatever. So bottom line is, here we are playing loose and fast again with the facts on Afghanistan. Why, oh, why can't they just step forward and say, listen, we don't know. Here's what the facts are. We've been there 8+ years. So if we're going to continue to stay in we feel like we're going to continue to stay in Afghanistan. And these are the reasons why. And we can't give you specific end dates, and we can't tell you what's happening here, blah, 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 blah. Instead, it was sort of a dipping their toe in the water move by throwing out the 2011 to gauge the kind of reaction. All right, Mike in Missouri. Hey, you're on America Tonight. Hello.
Hey, Kate. This is Mike. How are you doing this week?
Good.
I would like to talk to you. I heard on one of the other shows on 97.1 here where I listened to you earlier this week, they were talking about the Copenhagen signing that Barack's going to. They said that in that bill or whatever he's going to sign, it talks about an international government that will regulate the pollution of the world and the carbon output of the world. Does that mean like a one world government?
No, what they're talking about is, and thanks for the call, what they're talking about is getting the climate control bill, it's not even a bill because this is a world agreement basically, is trying to get different countries to reduce carbon emissions. And see, it depends on what you believe about the carbon emissions. From what I understand is a lot of it is highly exaggerated. So, and then you have countries like India and China who aren't on board with this whole thing. Well, especially India. India said they weren't going to do it. They weren't going to regulate the carbon emissions. And, of course, you think of a mass population there, and that's part of the deal with that. So it's really specifically about the not just the whole meeting in Copenhagen. It's about more world cooperation. If you believe in that, in the sort of green movement or climate control or global warming, I guess is actually a better way to put it. As Al Gore said the other day, that Copenhagen wasn't enough. Of course it's not enough. He's making a lot of money on that green stuff. So we'll see what comes out. We'll see what comes out of those meetings. I think there are a lot of other countries who won't agree to some of those stringent numbers that they're talking about. All right, 800-259-5791. We're talking about Afghanistan there and what Robert Gates had to say as far as the 2011 date, and also, as I said, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and the Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, at one point were pre-taped on Meet the Press. There you heard Gates on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And the main thing here is they're moving back on the whole withdrawal thing. So I truly believe that, and it was obvious, I think right after the speech, that it was dipping their toe in the waters, was my analogy, as to find out how people felt about a specific date. And the specific date, the exit strategy with the drop-dead deadline, really didn't go over well. Didn't go over well with people who think that we should withdraw immediately, and why are we there in the first place. Didn't go over well with people who think that there shouldn't be an end date, because aren't you really, after all, telling the Taliban, oh, by the way, we're going to be gone in July of 2011, just so you know. So here's the playbook. This is pretty much our strategy. And hey, if you got to look at it from a terrorist point of view, of course, why go underground then? Or pick your battles where you feel like you have the true advantage in whatever region, and then don't worry about it, because you know that there's going to be a withdrawal, that this isn't open-ended, etc., whatever. So here's the thing. Here's the facts. There is no hard rule here. Anything can happen. And this is the problem, I think. I mean, who's kidding who? Who's Zooming who? So for Afghanistan, I'll say it again. The problem with Afghanistan, different from Iraq, there certainly was a true middle class in Iraq. In Afghanistan, you have mostly illiterate people. Illiterate people who, what, are going to have their allegiance to the United States and the allies, and then they're going to vacate the premises, and it's all going to be perfect. They're going to have this government. They're going to stand on their own. They're going to have a military force and police force. No, they can't afford it, number one. They don't have the money coming in from the oil that Iraq had, and they don't have the education of the Iraqi people. And here's the bottom line of this whole thing. Ultimately, now, of course, it's Pakistan, 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 and that's what everybody's talking about, is drones and using them over Pakistan and figuring out other ways, because the Taliban is pushing back into Pakistan. 800-259-5791. What do you think of the backtracking 2011? Not the hard date anymore. It's flexible, let's say. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. loans. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Afghanistan and the date of 2011 now suddenly being flexible. Like, why don't they just come out and say, we have no clue, we have no idea, we're listening to advice, we had 10 meetings, we're still trying to really cement this thing up, we're trying to play for another 4 years, that's what you do, it's called politics, you know, just man up and just say that. Because in one breath you hear, no, it's etched in stone, you take it to the bank, that's exactly what we're saying, and that's what's told to the reporter at CBS from the head White House guy interpreting the president, this is what he said, this is definitely it, that's it, and then all of a sudden now it's sort of this flexible date, no, it's not really the hard date, because they waited to see how everybody would react to it, and then the reaction was tepid to say the least, right? 800-259-5791 if you want to chime in on that. Certainly you can do that here on America Tonight or shoot us an email, americatonight.net. In the meantime, we got the call from Missouri talking about Copenhagen. It's interesting because ClimateGate, that's what they're calling it, the leaked emails, has become bigger and bigger. It's a snowball that just keeps on rolling down the hill. The U.S. climate negotiator, that's a nice title, right? Jonathan Pershing is his name, said the science on global warming is very substantial. And he told a news organization that controversy surrounding that whole leaked email thing came at an unfortunate time, really, you think, just before the long-awaited talks. But he also threw in there is no fundamental bearing on the outcome. See, this is a two-week get-together. We have negotiators in Copenhagen, which, by the way, of course, Obama's going there to Oslo to pick up his Nobel Prize and then onward. But negotiators in Copenhagen are trying to set targets for, as I was explaining before, controlling emissions of carbon dioxide and you know, the whole global warming gases thing. And the United States is heavy presence here. And China as well, because it was, I don't know how long it was ago. Originally it looked like China wasn't going to jump on board, and then suddenly China surprised everybody and said that they were going to do that. India said they're out. They're not going to agree to some of the terms of caps on when they would have certain laws in their country kick in, I guess, about emissions, et cetera. And they're not the only ones. As I said, there are other countries too, and that's one of the key issues. So what they're trying to do is get an agreement on how many really, really wealthy countries should actually help the poorer guys, the poorer nations, in other words, to deal with climate change. Boy, the problem with that whole thing is, who's paying for that? I mean, again, we're paying for this too. Where are we coming up with all this money? How much would we have to pay there through these negotiations? Because they're talking about some pretty big financial specifics, right? You'd have to be if you look at some of the countries we're talking about. You've got 192 nations that are meeting in Copenhagen. How many of those are poor nations? And what is an all-encompassing agreement or deal that's going to combat global warming? Right? Or if you believe in global warming. And of course, the key thing is cutting, as I said, the greenhouse emissions that scientists say are to blame for the warming in the global temperatures in recent decades, if you believe what's being said. But we've had other scientists on who say it's a bunch of hooey and it's a bunch of manipulation because it's a money-making machine. So once you had those leaked emails, that fuels it even more, that science could be manipulating, to exaggerate global warming. Shocker, huh? Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, sweetie. I got a couple of topics I want to talk about, but I won't tell you the second one first because you know I always confuse you and you get aggravated with me. I'll just
like
launch right
that.
Right, and
okay.
You can a couple of times.
Go ahead.
Someone left on one of the commuter trains I was riding this weekend, a New York Times Digest from the internet, and the title of the story was "The CIA Expands the Drone Strikes in Pakistan."
Mm-hmm.
You know how we're using the drones,
mm-hmm.
And I find it. I hope your regular listeners that know me don't think I'm being naive or just being stupid. I've talked about so many topics. I mean, and I seem to go back and forth. I you know, confused and sometimes uninformed, sometimes, you know, overinformed. But my point is, I'm trying not to be naive. Whether you agree with what's going on in Afghanistan or with the military industrial complex all around the world, I just, when you read this story, it says that the CIA is quietly seeking Pakistan's permission to striking in Baluchistan. Now, Baluchistan was where Ramzi Youssef was from.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody knows that, the nephew of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the reason I brought this topic up. They want to expand the drone program, President Obama does. And basically, it talks about the program. At the very end, it talks about a fellow by the name of a policy director for counterterrorism at Amnesty International. By name is Tom Parker, and the Amnesty International is against the drone strikes. Now, like I just said, whether you agree or disagree with the whole war thing, just this is what he said. He said he was worried about the civilian deaths, and as far as using robots to make the kills, he said, quote, "Anything that dehumanizes the process makes it easier to pull the trigger," end quote. So he's against it, but I have to ask him. What does he want? If the person in the gun sights is an actual bona fide, quote unquote, terrorist, do we spend the men, the material, and the lives to go put these guys on the ground so we can look them in the eye before we kill them? I don't understand. If you agree that the drones are useful, then isn't it better to have this unmanned? I mean, I don't get it. So Amnesty International wants us to put boots on the ground at a cost of lives and treasure. To get, do you see where I'm going with this?
It doesn't make sense, especially from the point of view of what you would think Amnesty International would. The rules of engagement, you and I have talked about that before, are so ridiculous and convoluted.
Right. Yeah,
so more bloodshed?
They talked about how the lawyers, the CIA or the people, I'm sorry, CIA, the people doing the strikes have to call the State Department and Justice Department lawyers before they can pull the trigger. And they're worried about robots. We already got robots. A tank is a robot.
Mm-hmm.
A bomber is a robot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand the further away you are from the killing, the easier it is to do. I read about that in Lieutenant Colonel, what's his name's book about how, you know, killing, and if you're far away from your target. Forgive me for forgetting the Lieutenant Colonel's name. But the whole call I'm making is about technology. And it just leads me to my next point. And you would never think, what does Tiger Woods and the Iranian protesters have in common? Well, first of all, I need your audience to understand. I don't have a computer, but if you have a cell phone or a computer, you know, there's many books that have that have influenced me, and I quote them time and time and again on your radio show. I won't go into all of them, but one of them was by Robert O'Harrell Jr. called No Place to Hide. It's about the electronic surveillance society that was built up and is still being built at our own, that we're paying for in this country. Look, they had Tiger Woods' his voicemail. They have his texting.
Sure.
You think for 1 second, America, they can't find anything they want about you? Sprint Nextel, just as really quick, gave law enforcement 8 million pings last year about the whereabouts of people.
That's
now,
right.
Say what you want about whether it's right or wrong, because you're always going to ensnare people that are so-called not guilty. But Sprint Nextel, they follow you around. The Nokia or Ericsson, whatever one it was, remember how we talked about in Iran? They
mm-hmm.
killed the families of the protesters and the protesters themselves because they gave them access to the Twitter and the mobile phones. So the corporations make the technology and then they use it to ensnare protesters under the guy, you know, helping a tyrannical government. So tying this all up is, you know, the technology's out there. They can find you no matter where you go. Nothing that you put on the internet, nothing that I say to you on this phone, nothing is private. Some agency will be able to pick it up out of the ether if they want to do it. So just you might say, well, what are you leading to with all this? Well, there is no privacy. It's the 1984 is already here with the traffic cameras and everything else. It's just I read these two things. I said one was a positive for technology. The other one's a definite negative. And there's a balanced line that you have to draw. And it just seems that the people that I talk to or that are unfamiliar with this or they're not. They're not accessing it. They don't care about the technology and where it's leading us. And, you know, that's, I brought all of that up because, you know, these governments can and will track you if they want to.
Absolutely. Mark, you made some great points. Thanks for the call. You made some great points on that call. It's funny because Mark's call is timely and you'll hear this later in the show. But we had an interview with Robert Siciliano and he was a security expert and he talked about how you know, hacking into your information and all of it's out there, et cetera. It goes along with what Mark's saying, the accessibility to anything about you. And we know it exists. We know it's out there. And in a way, it is frightening. And then you make the comparison with the drones. And I just think in these war situations in general, how tough is it because of these rules of engagement? If you have boots on the ground, I don't understand. Either way, there's always the potential of collateral damage. So why, if the drones are successful, why can't the drones be used versus no, we have to have boots on the ground when it was obvious from what the CIA was saying that they had some serious success and very little collateral damage, again, makes absolute no sense to me whatsoever. Coming up next, the hunt for Osama bin Laden. Wait till you hear what the defense secretary had to say on one of the shows. I'm going to tell you what he said, but I was drinking my coffee, and I got to say I was stunned when I heard what he was saying to George Stephanopoulos on ABC. Stay with us.
Why? Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Morgan said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored calves come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Just listening to what Mark in New York and I were talking about, and he was drawing the comparisons with technology. It's interesting because with all this technology, wouldn't you think, wouldn't you think there'd be some way to smoke out Osama bin Laden? I'm not kidding. How is this guy hiding for as long as he's been hiding? And you have the defense secretary, Robert Gates, saying that they haven't had any good intelligence on his whereabouts in years, because I thought we had just heard that, a couple of years ago, there was kind of a line on him, but we missed him. You know, I know shortly after 9/11, that was the case, but I also thought that there was information about bin Laden that wasn't that old, that was much more current. So there has been this report that a detainee might have seen bin Laden in Afghanistan earlier this year. That's very curious, I would say, right? And Gates says, you know, we don't know for a fact where bin Laden is. If we did, we'd go and get him. Well, certainly I hope so, right? But then you think, I don't know. If you get bin Laden, I hope that. I hope that, anybody who, from the United States certainly, or allies, etc., would get bin Laden. But it's been suggested to me that there is an underground be careful what you wish for sort of thing floating around, because what would it mean if you got bin Laden? What do you do with him? Where are you trying him, et cetera? And would this rally more Islamic jihadists? Would this propel them into action? And would he become the ultimate martyr? You know, and to that I say, well, screw this. Because we can't keep saying every time everybody gets tried who's done some horrific thing who was tied to 9/11, will there become a martyr? Well, you know what? There is such a thing as justice, and I say cut the head of the snake off. And, of course, do we know that there would be somebody else to jump in line? Absolutely. But I would hope that there wouldn't be any back off of bin Laden because of that. So Gates says it's been years. He said, I think it's been years since there's been any good intelligence on bin Laden. Now, the BBC reported earlier in the week that story about somebody who was detained in Pakistan claiming to have seen or had information that bin Laden was in eastern Afghanistan in January, perhaps the beginning of February. And then the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee released a report late last month that blamed the lack of concerted efforts by the former President Bush and his administration and U.S. military commanders for allowing bin Laden to escape from the Tora Bora caves of Afghanistan in late of 2001, thinking that's the reason why, because he could have been caught there. And that's kind of infuriating to read that. And if we have all this great ways to spy on people, etc., we know that also relates to what the CIA technically is obviously capable of. And I just don't understand why there hasn't been any new sightings or any information, good intel, saying there hasn't been any intel on bin Laden for years. Boy, it sure doesn't give you hope that there's any chance of bin Laden turning up anytime soon. I mean, let's face it, if I said this about the end of Bush's presidency, if they had been able to get bin Laden, that would have pushed him over the top. So no matter if his approval ratings were sagging at the end and people felt beleaguered by the war, and what about weapons of mass destruction and other things that were happening, of course, the economic faltering of the bailouts of the greedy fat cats on Wall Street. I mean, all that would have been erased, and it would have turned those lower numbers, I think, into much bigger numbers for Bush. And, hey, I would have to think the same thing of this president, what he knows, what that would mean to get bin Laden. All right, I mentioned this, so I don't want to not give you the payoff of this story. I was talking about Christmas trees being axed, so to speak, from that big two-week Copenhagen conference. And, of course, it's a global climate summit. So what's happening is they're not going to be surrounded by Christmas decor. Since Christmas is a religious holiday, they say it has no place at the United Nations event, even though it's happening right in the heart of that time, especially in that country, too. A sponsor that was providing fir trees for the conference, or Christmas trees, found out when they were turned away by planters. They were bringing the trees in. You would think someone would know this ahead of time. And they were told, forget about it, turn around. Because normally the trees are used in Denmark. And this Bella Center, where this conference is going to be held from the 7th to the 18th, they would put them out there normally no matter what. So they told them, forget it, turn around, take those trees and go home. So fir trees otherwise, I could be wrong about this because I certainly am not somebody who knows all of, you know, I don't have a green thumb and know everything about trees and plants, but I would think that a fir tree would be climate friendly for the people who planned the conference. Because the first thing when I saw a headline, that's what I was thinking, because fir binds carbon dioxide and doesn't release it into the atmosphere. So it prevents the release into the atmosphere for those who believe that we would be strangled by the trees ultimately. So Talk about a real bah humbug moment. No trees. Because it symbolizes religion. See, and here's what I say to that. I mean, so there are trees, so there's Christmas trees up. I don't know. I don't find it that offensive. I get that you have people coming from all over the world, but it's what you normally do in that area. It'd be like, it's the same thing. You know, there's people who practice different forms of Hindu, etc., Jewish folks. And in New York, they have Christians. You have everything. It's a melting pot. So, in other words, they don't take the wreaths off Rockefeller Center. They put it on the statue that's there. Can you imagine? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. You don't have to make a big deal about it, but it seems like it always makes a big deal about it when things like that are pointed out. All right, this is ridiculous. This, to me, I mean, it's blunder of the day doesn't even actually do it justice, but check this out. Fair or foul, what do you think should happen to this guy? An HIV-positive man confessed to injecting his blood into his sleeping wife and infecting her with a virus that can cause, obviously, AIDS. The man said he wanted to hurt his wife, wanted to infect her with the disease, so she would start having sex with him again. Oh, boy, is that just the worst. So he's 35 years old. He pricked his wife, I guess, a couple of different times with a sewing needle that was laced with his blood once he discovered he was HIV positive. But his wife and children, because, of course, he has children, they weren't during health checks that they all got when the family went to New Zealand a couple of years ago. So the woman said she wanted to maintain the relationship for the sake of the kids, so she was going to hang in there. But she didn't want to have sex with her husband because she didn't want to contract the disease, so this is what he did to her. So you tell me, what do you think should happen to this guy? I mean, what a sorry story that is. Because regardless of whatever her fears were, the fact that you have children involved in this, how could you do that to the woman who bore the kids and who's your wife? Again, what does it say about this guy that he would do that? You hear these stories. It used to be that you'd hear there was a couple of times where somebody was infected and they would be a serial dater and they'd be trying to infect as many partners as possible. But in this case, here you're talking about somebody who's in an intimate marital relationship, and so he decides, well, forget that. I got to be able to get with this woman, so with my wife, so I'm going to disinfect her too. I know that the listeners of America Tonight, all you guys, good guys, nobody would think of doing that, right? You wouldn't think of doing that twice. Sick. I hope they throw the book at him. You might have thoughts on that or some of the other things we were talking about. Copenhagen, Afghanistan, technology, the evil and the good that technology brings. You knew the way to do this. Snail mail, like I always say, americatonight.net. And remember, we still live in the greatest country in the face of the earth, so just reach out and continue no matter what to try to grab that brass ring.